This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu spend so many psukim describing every place that we stopped along the way? Could have been said in a much, much simpler fashion. We traveled for 40 years, and over 40 years we made approximately 40 stops, and then we were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So we gave one answer, and through the Maggid is a good answer, but we'd like to give another answer, perhaps a simpler answer. The Ramban quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Perek Nun. Hatzoyruch lahaskir hamasoyim godol ma'oid. The need to mention the places where we stop as we travel through the Midbar is extremely great. Ki hanisim v'ha'oisois hanasois hoyu amitiyois l'chol ra'yehem. At the time we traveled through the Midbar, everybody, the entire world, couldn't believe, or they were forced to believe, that we survived for 40 years in the Sinai Desert. But what's going to happen in the future when it's going to be passed on from father to son, it's going to be word of mouth, and we're not going to be looking at that desert? You know what people naturally do? I heard this pshat by Reb Shmuel Birnbaum's Levaya. I later heard that he said a different pshat in the same pasuk, but we're going to stick to this pshat. It says that Vayoko Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim Asher lo yoda es Yosef. Rashi says, what does it mean a new king arose who didn't know Yosef? Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. One says it was Taka, new king. The other one says he just made himself, didn't know. Whichever pshat you're going to say, what does that mean, he didn't know Yosef? What does it mean he made himself that he didn't know? Just lied through his teeth? So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zichron Levracha explained, human nature is that people exaggerate. When you say over a story, in Yiddish the expression is a ma'aseh mitalanga bord. Everybody adds one here, and by the time the story gets to you, everybody has a long beard. So we learn to take things with a grain of salt. And very often, it's not just you take it with a grain of salt. There's more salt than anything else. So when you hear of somebody who did something beyond human comprehension, do you believe he really did it? Or do you start slicing it off? Probably what happened was, it was a very hot, like you hear a story of a fellow that he survived 3 months on 12 ounces of water. So he said, probably wasn't 3 months, probably was 3 days. And probably wasn't 12 ounces of water, probably it was at least 12 gallons of water. And probably wasn't that hot. And in other words, we belittle the story by saying it's probably being exaggerated. So he said that it doesn't mean he said Yosef never existed. Probably the famine wasn't so bad. And probably it didn't have to last, the food didn't have to last for so long. And you cut away at it until you slice it down to almost nothing. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim is saying that it's now thousands of years after the Jews went through the Midbar. If we wouldn't be able to pinpoint exactly where they went, people would say, you know, Midbar is a relative term. There are plenty of nomads that they, you know, herd their flocks throughout a deserted area, and we call it the desert. But they probably stayed on the edges of civilization, and probably was in places where there's natural water and there's stuff for the livestock. No. So the Eibush said, I'm going to write down in the Torah, you can take a map, and you can put pins in the map. This is exactly where we were. And go take a look. Now you're going to tell me that, but I don't know where to look. Okay, but that's nobody else's fault except for our own Rabbi Yisrael. Today, you could use any of the online map applications, and you could zoom into any area and go ahead. go to Egypt, and you'll find, you'll correlate to the best, as best as we can. We have maps, and you take a look at the map, and you'll see, this is where Klal Yisrael was. Is there any water? Could 3 million people survive for 40 years over there? And therefore he says, this mitzvah, so that the generation should remember where we spent the 40 years, it's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supported Klal Yisrael for 40 years without land, without rain, without work. Ki mimenu yivoda sheyishru mitzvayisav la'olam. This is what we're quoting the Ramban now. Ramban says, by spending 40 years in the Midbar, there is a big overlap between this and what we quoted a few minutes ago from the Dodo Magid. By spending 40 years, the Ramban says it was very, very difficult. Could you imagine never having a dime in the bank for 40 years? Very, very hard. Living hand to mouth. Now, they had a lot of money, but there was nothing for them to do with that money. Could you imagine if every day you come into the local grocery stores, the local supermarkets, and they were rationing. You can only buy enough food for one day. What's going to be tomorrow? You hope that the trucks drop off some more food tomorrow. And to live that way for 40 years, they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And from the nisim of those 40 years, we put into our lives the emuna, the betochen, that we can trust on HaKadosh Baruch Hu implicitly. So these are two reasons why the Torah wrote the 40 places we stopped along the way. Number one is you should realize that it's not the getting to point A to point B that's important. It's what happens on the way between point A and point B and how we react to it and how we grow from it, that's important. And number two, to learn the lessons of Emunah and Betachon, from the fact that we know exactly where the Jews spent the 40 years to get to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us.
What was in these cities?
The 40?
The cities
or the people? No, there were no people there. No. We named these places because we stopped there.
It wasn't just a place.
But I want to talk about one of them.
It wasn't a city.
Because if Simcha Zisel Breida points out, there's a very obvious question here. And the Ramban seems to be asking and answering the question, but the question is, what is his answer? Of all the 40 places that we stopped, we have almost no details in Parshas Maaseh. We all know the special truck. We traveled from here and we went to encamp here. We traveled from here and we encamped over there. And it just says the places. Vayisu. Let's start a little bit later. Vayisu miyamsu vayach midbar sin. Vayisu midbar sin vayach nebedavka. Vayisu midbar. It's just, we traveled and we encamped. We traveled and we encamped. There's one notable exception.
How many were there?
It should be about 40. 38.
42, right?
It's 42 in total?
I think so.
Vayisu mimara. Vayavoyu elima. In Elim there were 12 springs of water, and 70 date palms, and they encamped there. So the Ramban back in Parshas Bishalach, where it says almost the exact same words. Excuse me. In Parshas Bishalach, they left the Yamsuf. They traveled for 3 days. They couldn't find water. They came tomorrow. The water was bitter. Hashem showed Moshe the piece of wood, the eights. He threw it into the water, made it sweet. And Vayavoyu Elima, Vishom Shtem Esrei Enois Mayim. There were 12 springs of water. Vishivim tomorrow. This is right after Chamishi and Bishalach. And in Maaseh, it's the Pasuk. Two psukim before Shem. V'ayachnu shom al amoyim. It's almost the same exact words.
Why do you have to throw in the water?
That's what made it sweet. That's what Hashem told him to do to make the water sweet. But that's for a Chumashim Parshas B'Shalach. The question I'm focusing on now is, why is it this is the only specific piece of information about what happened during the 40 years that we're given in detail in all the different stops we made? What's happened? And yet it's almost word for word what we had in Parshas B'Shalach. So I'm about to say something. I think this is what Reb Simcha Zissel means, but if it's not his, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to take the blame for it all by myself. The Ramban just points out and says, "Avo beparshas elamase loy siper davar mimara." It doesn't say anything about the throwing the stick into the water. The Omar vayisu mimara vayivayu elima. It just says they left Mara, they came to Elim. So what's epis? Not only that, but compared to what went on throughout the years of the Midbar, this seems to be pretty small potatoes, no? What's a bigger miracle? For Klal Yisrael getting man from the heavens every single day for 40 years? Or the fact that they stopped off in one place and there happens to be 70 zakenim and there happens to be 70 palm trees and there happens to be 12 shvatim and there happens to be 12 springs? He brings down the Ibn Ezra. Taka says there was something going on here. The Ramban quotes Ibn Ezra.
The Ramban is in B'Shalach.
That the Ibn Ezra says that it was 70 different types of palm trees, not just 70 palm trees, or that there were 70 palm trees per person. There are plenty of, what's the plural of oasis, Rabbi Isai? Somebody has to know this. The plural word oasis, I don't know how you say oasis in plural, but oasis is what?
Just oasis.
I'm sorry?
Just oasis.
10 oasis? I don't think so. We're going to have to look this one up there. Whatever it might be, to find 70 trees in an oasis is not a great sazach. It's not such a big deal. So the point that I would like to bring out is sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a person that everything fits perfectly, and from there we have to understand that everything else fits perfectly too. One time in 40 years we found one spring per shevet. Could have given us one bigger spring like the rest of the 40 years we had the Be'er Miriam, and that was one well, one spring for everybody. What difference does it make if it's 1 or 12, as long as it's providing enough morning? Am I right, Harry, or you're right?
Well, it's pronounced the same thing. Oasis is just spelled with an E-S at the end instead of I-S.
And it's pronounced oasis?
Yeah.
If you're right, you're right.
No, it's not what I meant.
But it's what you said, so you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us once, in the beginning of the 40 years, that for the kavod of the Shvatim, I'm going to give one spring per shevet, and I'm going to show you that you survive in the schus of the Zekenim. Every one of the Zekenim had his own private date palm that had been set aside with his name. I think it's well known that when
72.
I think it's there were only 70. Only 70. It's well known that when the Mir came to Shanghai, there was the shul that had been built. I forget the name of the wealthy patron who had built the shul in Shanghai. There were exactly enough seats for the amount of boys in the Mir. It was like a perfect match. Now, Moshe, do you think that fed them for the next 3-4 years that they were stuck in Shanghai? Do you think it would have made a difference if they would have had an extra shtender or one shtender too little? A little, but they're saying that there's a certain message. It's like my father sent me a message. I'm watching out for you. I'm taking care of you. I'm even worried to make sure that there's 70 palm trees, one for each zaki, not 69, that one of them is going to be left out, and not 71 that there's an extra one. And that brings us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.